May the Lord's springtime blessing envelop you, heart dwellers. Well, I finally got my little collie puppy, and he is absolutely precious. And today was intoxicatingly beautiful. It's springtime here in Taos, and it's just beautiful. Everything is so green and bursting out. It's wonderful after a long, difficult winter. Oh, Lord, I feel springtime all over. Life just feels so good. Thank you, my God, for giving me a touch of springtime and a beautiful puppy. Do you want to speak to me? He answered immediately. Of course I want to speak with you. What in the world ever made you question that? I just can't really see you, Jesus. I hear you, kind of, but I can't see you. He said, there's nothing wrong with your hearing or vision. It's your faith that's afflicted, and no amount of good works can qualify you for this job. Simple faith, that of a little child, is all that's required. And you do have that, Claire. Yes, and I do want to speak with you about faith. Isn't it amazing that whatever you bring up is connected to my topic for the day? Considering that you live in me, Jesus, I guess not. He chuckled. Daughter, I live and breathe and have my being in you, and with you and through you. We are so coordinated, you would be hard-pressed to tell us apart, although your sins will always reveal who has the upper hand at the moment. The faith I speak of is the faith of a little child who does not worry about entering a university when she's 3 or 4. She doesn't question the future, unless it's the immediate future, such as obtaining a treat when she's at the store with her mother. She cares not about the stock market, qualifying for a loan, obtaining a vehicle, and which insurance policy is the best. No, she puts her little hand in Daddy's and walks along the sandy shores of life, taking in the pretty shells and foamy water. She doesn't worry about what grade she's going to get or how to qualify for college. She only thinks about the present moment because her father is always supplying all she needs. This is faith in action. Unless you become like a little child, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's Matthew 18:3. It is humbling to be dependent like a child, at least from the world's standpoint. But from where I stand, it's the perfect place to be, totally trusting me to provide everything without qualm or question. When you're dependent, you have no control, no decision-making power, no say in anything. You just take Daddy's hand and walk along the paths of life with him. You see, my children, it is your many insecurities that motivate you to live a certain life. It is your insecurity about the provision of life's most basic needs that corrals you into a place of subservience instead of a position of totally fulfilling all I have made you to be. It is also the fear of suffering, the need for comfort, protection, and acceptance by society. Once you abandon yourself into my arms, you let go of these concerns and place your life totally in my hands. When you are fully released to me and I am in full control, I can do all that is necessary to guide you into your true mission in life. Yes, there are moments that are scary, painful, confusing. But ultimately, when you trust me, you cease to worry about these things. Unless you become as a little child. Yes, abandonment into the arms of your loving Father, your loving Jesus, your loving Spirit is the key to maintaining peace in the midst of life's contradictions. I have proven myself over and over again to some of you. Others are new to this concept and are proceeding with caution. one step at a time. It is important for you to keep remembrances of the times I have come through for you when everything looked hopeless. These become altars, just as Jacob built an altar after he wrestled with me. They are designated places that are proofs and solid evidences of my faithfulness. It could be a rock with an image on it. It could be a drawing, a song, an entry in your journal. Anything that points to my faithfulness in this three-dimensional reality we live in together. Then when the sky is darkened, lightning is flashing, winds are blowing, you refer to the last time I saved you from disaster. Yes, even as the apostles witnessed me walking on the water and arriving at their destination immediately in spite of their predicament. Another altar was my transfiguration. My apostles could see that I, once again, was totally above the laws of nature. I will establish you in these altars as you walk with me, and they will become places of comfort and confidence in the midst of turbulent times. So take my hand, trust in me, and allow me to take you to your destination. Remember, I'm always with you, always speaking to you, always guiding you, and always there to embrace you.